You're listening to CKVS 93.7, The Voice, your choice for community radio here in the Shoe Swap. The Voice's content is produced by volunteers, and the means to broadcast is supported by members, sponsors, and your generous donations. Our new location in the green space at First United is still being renovated, with Studio B slated to be finished next. To help with that construction, we invite you to buy a square foot of our studio space, only $50. To find out more, phone us at 250-463-5026. I'm Richard Sevigny, and this week on Live in the Shoe Swap, we feature an hour of original tunes by trombonist Bob Rogers as he prepares to take his band into the studio. His band includes Salmon Arm's Jordan Dick on guitar, Chris Pedersen on sax, and Colin Spence on keyboards. From Revelstoke are his longtime collaborators Trevor Wallach on drums and Shannon Sternloff on bass. Shannon is a graduate of the music program at St. Francis Xavier University in Antigonish, Nova Scotia. He and Bob met at UBC in 1992 while both were attending that institution's teaching program, and have been fast friends ever since. Before the break, Bob and the band were playing She's All That, a song dedicated to that Mrs. Rogers. Up next, we'll listen to the playful time signature changes of Minor 5. But first, Bob talks about songwriting.
How many years of work are we looking at in terms of songwriting now?
Well, probably 10.
Yeah.
And it's probably good we didn't do it before now, because we have a lot more material to pick from now.
Yeah, I heard a couple of songs tonight that I hadn't heard before from you.
So. Yeah.
Let's talk for a minute about songwriting. I know that you tend to write songs off one-liners, but I'm sure there's more to it than that.
Well, I write the songs before I write the titles, that's for sure. I find something that I like, whether it's a melodic line or a chord progression, and just kind of build it around that.
Like Who's Blues.
Yeah. And that was a funny one, because it didn't end up being the way that I initially imagined it. You know,
okay.
You just kind of find their way, and then you start playing with the guys in the band, and that always changes it too, right? Because they take it places where I haven't thought of. So that was easy peasy, and this next one isn't. We have to sort of gather ourselves and try and stay on task, because it has a lot of meter changes in it, and if you don't notice that, then it means that we're playing it right, and if you do, then we're not, but we're trying our best. This is called Minor 5.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I found that one a lot of fun to listen to. I found myself counting all the different time signatures in there. I 5/4, 10/8, 10/4.
5/4, 3/4, and 5/4 and 3/4.
Yeah. Okay. Mixed multiples up. Of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was, again, it was just kind of a baseline that I thought of in 5/4.
Yeah.
And a progression, and then wrote a melody over top of it, and then and a bridge that was in 3.
Yeah.
And then we kind of came up with a an interlude kind of thing, which is kind of mixes 3 and 5 together.
Right.
Just to make it a little less repetitive. And it's a tune too that has kind of evolved over a couple of years. And one of the had one rehearsal where we spent most of the night on that tune, just kind of figuring out what we're going to do form wise, you know, and get around solos. So it's it seems like a lot of stuff to remember, but it's getting easier to do. Yeah.
Okay.